are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With a pure legend in the jazz world, we begin a new hour of jazz together on a show that we affectionately call Neon Jazz. That was the great jazz drummer and legend Jimmy Cobb with the song Lickety Split off his critically acclaimed 2014 album called The Original Mob. Featuring the likes of Peter Bernstein, Brad Meldow, and John Weber, this album is a good one. Jimmy is a native of Washington, D.C., and as it goes with many brilliant players in the jazz world, he was mostly a self-taught musician. To this day, Jimmy is the elder statesman of all of those incredible Miles Davis bands and the last remaining member of that iconic 1959 album, Kind of Blue. That stands as one of the most impressive jazz albums ever released. Along with working with Miles, he did quite a bit with the likes of John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Earl Bostick, Dinah Washington, Billie Holiday, Clark Terry, and the great Dizzy Gillespie. Jimmy is a cat that has been high in demand over the years. After a 9-year stint with the great Sarah Vaughan, he worked freelance with an impressive amount of groups through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. He has played all over the world, from Newport to Monte Carlo, from LA to Japan, and he has also performed for Presidents Ford and Carter and the Shah of Iran and many other dignitaries. And to top all of this off, in 2008, he was presented with the National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Masters Award, and to this very day, he still teaches the drums. It was our honor recently to have Jimmy speak with Neon Jazz about that iconic Kind of Blue session and his luck over the years. This is what he had to say about it.
It was just another ordinary record day for Miles Davis, you know. So I just figured that day we had a great record day. I mean, everybody played their buzz off. I don't think any one of us would have thought that could happen. And it's a lot of good things happened over my life, man. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, you know.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of some of the best jazz ever created, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to get down to the business of making you dig that jazz. And speaking of pressing some quality jazz, our next cat on the show is one of the best coming through the ranks of Kansas City here in 2014. This is a regular at the famed Mutual Musicians Foundation off historic 18 and Vine. Here's Ernest Melton with the tune As It Falls.
Thank you.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was L.A. composer and jazz pianist Billy Childs with the tune The Island off the 1993 album called Portrait of a Player. He is a prodigy that began playing piano at the age of 6 and at 16 started attending the Community School of Performing Arts. He then started playing professionally as a teenager and he made his recording debut back in 1977 with the J.J. Johnson Quintet. And since that point, he simply hasn't stopped, a true force to this day in the jazz world. This next cat with his ensemble is a fun one. Here's the Alan Dean All-Star Sextet covering All Corners Known with the tune Galaxy off the 1948 album My Baby Likes to Bebop, and Did She Ever.
Thank you.
Straight from the jazz-rich streets of New York City, that was jazz guitarist, composer, and educator Bobby Broom with the tune Sweet and Lovely off his latest 2014 release, My Shining Hour. And has it ever been over his career? These days, he performs and records with his Bobby Broom Trio and his organ group, the Bobby Broom Organ Station. Broom began his career while still in high school, performing at New York clubs with Charlie Parker pianists Al Haig and Walter Bishop Jr. In 1977, he played at Carnegie Hall in a concert with the great Sonny Rollins and special guest Donald Byrd. Along with having a long, satisfying jazz career that keeps getting better every year, he's an educator, ensuring that all of us will keep on hearing good jazz for many decades to come. We're going to switch things up here a bit on this next track on Neon Jazz. From the outfit called Imperial Tiger Orchestra, here's the tune Lay 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 off the 2013 album simply called Wax. ¶¶
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was arranger and composer Jill Townsend leading her big band with the 2003 song Old Folks from her album called Tales from the Sea. Her big band includes 17 of Vancouver, Canada's finest jazz musicians and soloists. Formed back in 2000, this debut album has received a lot of good attention in Canada, the United States, and all over Europe. She has performed and studied with the best in jazz and will no doubt keep those albums coming, and we can't wait. Off a digitally remastered collection called High Five Variety, here's the great Harry Zimmerman with The Breeze and I.
This is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Me on Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was Grammy Award winning trumpeter and composer Sean Jones with the 2005 song Gemini. As a band leader, Jones has released 5 albums under the Mac Avenues Records label, and he performs with his own groups both nationally and internationally. As if that wasn't enough, he is the lead trumpeter for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. He is always busy playing at music venues and jazz festivals like the Monterey Jazz Fest, Detroit International Jazz Fest, and the Monterey International Jazz Fest. Chances are you will catch this cat if you're out and about looking for some good jazz. With plenty of panache, giving you the tune Plenty of Money, here's the swing-era trumpeter, Cappy Lewis.
Jazz Fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
And that cat knows how to lay down the music on the trombone. Mr. Reggie Watkins with the song Hurdles off his latest impressive album called One for Miles, One for Maynard. The thing that Reggie learned from the greats that he dedicated this album to, Maynard Ferguson and Miles Davis, was that in jazz you can do anything you want. And he's following in those impressive footsteps. This album is one that you should pick up, and it's a testament to that mentality. We started our show with that KC Sunrise with the brand new prodigy, Ernest Melton, and we will end it with the legend with the good old Kansas City Sunset. Taking us away from this hour of music together is a leader of the Kansas City jazz sound at the Keys, Mr. Jay McShann, the architect of the Kansas City sound he helped engineer with Mr. Charlie Parker. This is the tune, Keepin' Out of Mischief Now. And with that in mind, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man on the verge of mischief, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Give us a suggestion or two. You can email us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.